Awake, February 2015. Is the Bible relevant today? For the first time in my life, I found happiness. Hilton loved boxing. At the age of 7, he was getting into fights, both in and out of the ring. When in high school, he would roam about with friends, looking for someone to beat up. I stole, gambled, watched pornography, harassed women, and swore at my parents, he says. My behavior was such that my parents considered me beyond reform. After I finished high school, I left home. When Hilton returned 12 years later, his parents could hardly believe this was their son. He was calm, controlled, and respectful. What led to this astonishing transformation? While he was away, he began to reflect seriously on where his life was headed. He also examined the Bible to see if it could help him change his ways. "I applied what I read in the Bible," said Hilton, "which meant getting rid of my old personality and obeying the command at Ephesians 6, 2, and 3 to honor my parents. For the first time in my life, I found genuine happiness, and I brought joy to my father and mother, not more heartache." Hilton's story underscores both the relevance and the transforming power of Bible values. Let us consider some of those values, namely, honesty, self-control, fidelity, and love, and how they can greatly enrich lives. The following is supplementary information. An outdated book? Some say that the Bible is out of date, like a manual for an obsolete computer. But that comparison is both superficial and deceptive. Computers change, and thus manuals become outdated. Basic human nature does not change. For example, people today respond to love and hate, fidelity and infidelity, kindness and cruelty in much the same way as our ancestors did. So when it comes to fundamentals, there is nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9. End of article.